In Colombia, officials are also waging a long-running battle with drug traffickers. Recently, they found that the traffickers there will use every imaginable method to ship their cocaine to market. One of the more ingenious methods is using submarines to transport tons of cocaine. NPR's Juan Ferrero reports.
In popular lore, the submarine is like Red October, the ultra-modern nuclear-powered vessel from the 1990 hit movie. Alec Baldwin, playing the CIA analyst Jack Ryan, tells an astonished war room about the mortal peril it poses.
She's some 650 feet long and 32,000 tons submerged displacement, roughly the same size as a World War II aircraft carrier.
That's Hollywood. But here in Colombia, naval officers are making their own discovery and wondering how much of a danger it is to their country. The vessels here are nothing like Red October. One was discovered in 2001 that was akin to a World War I era sub. It could dive 300 feet and carry nearly 200 tons of cocaine. Most since are like the diesel-electric-powered death traps of the turn of the century. They're built for four-man crews who are locked inside tight compartments with no bathroom, no ventilation, let alone a galley or sleeping quarters. But the craft work. A heavy metal hatch door leads me into a strange world. It's a vessel perched on two blocks of wood here in Colombia's main Pacific naval base, Malaga Bay. The cigar-shaped vessel is 60 feet long. Most importantly, its hold could carry 10 tons of cocaine, worth $200 million. Lieutenant Manuel Higuera lowered himself through the hatch.
This craft comes with a fiberglass cover on the outside and on the inside.
Indeed, that's what gives the vessel a leg up over the Navy. With little metal to speak of, it's hard to detect with sonar. Captain Gustavo Angel, who commands the 18-vessel naval flotilla based in Malaga Bay, is experienced in fighting drug trafficking on the high seas. He's commanded patrol boats that have stopped high-speed boats laden with cocaine, and he's commanded marine units that venture deep along the estuaries near the coast to discover clandestine jungle shipyards where the vessels are made. He explains that the vessels aren't strictly submarines. Submarines dive, and these don't, though most of the craft glides under the water. They're submersibles.
It's a submarine that has good lines. It's harder to detect with radar.
Still, the Colombian and American navies have stopped plenty of the vessels. Captain Angel says it's 13 in 2007, more than in all the years combined since 1993 when the first subs were detected. He shows a video of a sub stopped by the Americans. The crew quickly does what they always do, scuttle the ship to send the cargo to the bottom of the sea. An American sailor can be heard announcing that the vessel is heading to the bottom. Captain Angel says that the crewmen instantly became castaways under maritime law.
For humanitarian reasons, you pick them up.
But he also says several tons of cocaine were prevented from reaching American shores. The naval base's role in interdicting cocaine is on display every day. Patrol boats are repaired and put back to sea as quickly as possible. The yards are full of craft that have been stopped. There are the three submersibles. There are go-fast, the speedboats made in the jungle and put out to sea with cocaine. Captain Angel is a student of naval history and is careful studying the latest trend.
Some say it's a sad history that we have to burn them, sink them.
He says that the submersible should stay as a reminder of the evolution of drug trafficking. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Malaga Bay, Colombia.